Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast here at Do the Cure. My name is Dan Hegerich, six-time cancer survivor. Yes, you heard that correctly, six times. And I have turned now to being a heroic life and wellness coach. I know that's a big statement and people might not understand it, but as you get to know me and listen to this podcast, you will learn more about me and the purpose of this podcast, which is essentially how can I provide inspiration, information, and stimulate your self-motivation to take your health and life back into your hands and into your heart. Why do I say that? Well, we've created a way of living, culturally speaking, and predominantly socially speaking, our social circle and family traditions, that our programming is that disease is inevitable and out of our control, and that chronic degenerative disease is something that happens to us or happens to you. Whereas Do the Cure is a statement that that is not true, that that is one way to look at it. So I guess it is true in your own perspective. However, here's another way to look at it. Disease or dysfunction, delusion, injury, all those things are meant to wake you up to live a conscious life of love, starting with loving yourself, the self you want to be in the world. And in order to be who you want to be in the world, it's going to take heroic courage. I say that because society is set up that it keeps you small. Not only society, I don't think society does that. It's our programming from culture and society and our family upbringing or the environment we grew up in keeps us small. Anyway, more on that down the road. I'm glad you're here with me. It's been a while. I say this sadly that I'm consistently inconsistent, so please forgive me for that. With all that said, today I want to share with you one question can change your life. Yeah, one question can change your life. And I want to demonstrate that with three stories that were relevant to my life and see how they land for you. And then I'll present to you a question that maybe it will change your life. So beginning with the first story, of course, is when I was 29 and I was really sick. And I had to get a biopsy on a lymph node that was growing rapidly and very painful. And to learn about what that pathology was saying or indicating, I met up with Dr. Lawrence Cloud in the Deaconess Hospital in Boston back in 1994. So that's a long time ago. Upon meeting Dr. Cloud, I went into his office and he was standing up behind his office. He stood taller than me. He was probably 5'10", 6 foot, mustache, wavy hair, kind of like old school Harvard look with a bow tie on, corduroy jacket, kind of a fashion disaster, but that's my opinion. But he had a sense of presence about him and a nostalgic traditional sense that was warm and inviting in some ways. But when I went up to meet him at his desk, he was standing up and he took his hand and put it out in front of him. And we shook hands, meeting eye to eye. And he said these words, one powerful question: Dan, how did such a young man such as yourself get into the business of cancer? I want to repeat that. Dan, how did a young man such as yourself get into the business of cancer? So I just say, Dan, how did you get into the business of cancer? It's exactly what I did. I took that question and I put it inward. I asked myself, how did I get into the business of this? And what I want you to really understand, he didn't say, Dan, you have cancer. But he did. He did say that it was cancer, but he didn't say it in a classic straightforward, you have cancer. He asked the question in delivering the message, and I took that question inward, and my life changed forever. Because I had asked the question inside of me, and my mind went to look for the answer. And it showed me all the ways that I had been living an ignorant and arrogant, disrespectful lifestyle. And I was like, no wonder why I'm here. I wasn't living my true authentic self. What does that mean to live your true authentic self? Today, after years of digging deep into my own self and studying personal growth and spiritual development, etc., to be your true authentic self means you are the author and creator of your reality. And if I can take responsibility for creating my reality, then I can actually change my reality. Which meant if I could answer that question, I could save my soul and help a lot of people along the way. One question. It changed my life. I had spent 12 years in the public school system, supposedly preparing me to be able to take on life and prosper and be creative and live my authentic self after 12 years of public education. And then I went to 5 years of engineering school to become an engineer, and with the hopes and dreams of becoming a professional engineer and getting a stamp and living up to someone else's expectations of me. But you know what? After 17 years, I didn't know anything about what I am in spirit, who I am in personality, and what I love to do for the sake of doing it. That's why I felt empty and lost. I didn't have any of that. And so cancer was happening to me so I could start to actually go into a different form of education. The school of me, the school of you, you know, the school of learning. What am I in spirit? Who am I in personality and character? What are my virtues? What are my values? And what do I love to do for the sake of doing it? That question he gave me, Dan, how did you get into the business of cancer, became my life syllabus, my life thesis. And it's being answered with each of these podcasts. So thank you for joining in. And that was just one question that changed my life. Which brings me to another story regarding my dad. And it was about 2004, and I was visiting home from Atlanta because a first cousin had tragically been hit by a drunk driver and was killed instantly. And he was a shining star as a collegiate swimmer, one of the kindest, funniest, a real funny, compassionate kid you'd ever meet. And I was up from Atlanta for the funeral, and I saw my dad there, and he didn't look well. He never really looked well in any way. So, but in this particular case, I felt something that, man, I think he could die any day, you know? And I didn't have a close relationship with him. So I thought, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to just see if I can befriend him right now. And I did. I asked him. I said, hey, I'd like to come by someday while I'm up here and just say hi and spend some time with you. And he agreed. And he said, okay. So I did. I went to his one-bedroom apartment. And he met me at the door, walked in, and sat down at his kitchen table. All the lights were off. which is very typical for my dad. He had one cigarette going in the ashtray and one in his hand and in his lip, right? So he was smoking, a chain smoker, up to 4 packs of cigarettes a day, folks. And he was a drinker. So that was his, those were his two comforts, was his alcohol and his cigarettes and his work. We used to call him Steady Freddy because he worked for the same company right out of the Navy, 50 plus years with the United Airlines. And then he retired with United Airlines. Very simple man, but organized. His house was not messy at all. It was very organized and clean. So he's basically highly functional alcoholic. Never really got in trouble, nothing. He just lived his life in such a simple manner. After we had about 5 or 10 minutes of small talk, silence. And then he broke out a couple of scratch tickets because that was another one of his little pleasures, was doing daily scratch tickets. And he'd scratch it and he said, oh, a loser, etc. And then there was just silence and nothing because we didn't have really anything to connect with, nothing. Except for how's the weather, what's going on. And once all that is exhausted, there's nothing left to really talk about. That's when a part of me said, ask him a question. So I said, Dad, would you be willing? Or first of all, I said, I asked permission. Dad, can I ask you a question? And he said, yeah, sure. And I said, would you be willing to tell me or share with me what it feels like that you could be dying any day now? And the cigarette in his lip began to shake. His lip started to quiver. And you could feel this desire for an emotional eruption as tears started to build and stream down the side of his cheeks. And with the body language of trying his hardest to hold them back. And he said, I've been so fucking depressed my whole life. And I said, I asked another question, which was, would you be willing to share with me why you're so depressed? And he said, Dan, some people want to talk about it and some people don't. And I don't want to talk about it. So in that moment, I believe it changed his life because someone saw him and he had the ability to at least share with someone something was going on underneath that I saw through his sense of humor and his simple life and got into what I call the pain beneath the pain, but then there was more pain that he was not willing to share with anyone. So something must have happened to him, or he did something to someone else, or a combination, that he was so ashamed of. A couple of weeks after I met with him, that was back, I think, the beginning of December of 2004. I think a couple of weeks later, he wound up visiting and staying with my sister, Michelle, and her husband and family. In which case, she said, she never saw him so happy. That question may have allowed him to be a little bit more free. I really don't know. But in, I think, January 10th or so, somewhere in January, he did have a massive heart attack and died. Probably 5 or 6 weeks after I presented that question with him. And to be honest, he looked more at peace in his death than he ever did in life. A paradox. The world is filled with paradoxes and contradictions. You can actually listen to what I talked about that in one of my podcasts a long time ago, a while back. So a powerful question can change your life. Now, it changes our lives in different ways. You know, did you ever have an experience where a question was presented to you and at least for that moment, it changed you? Something shifted. Lord knows children ask the damnedest questions, right? And that can change us in some ways, at least for the moment, if not for our entire life. Rounding this out, let me share another story, another question that I asked someone. It was when I was in Sydney, Australia. I was studying sports massage therapy and holistic life counseling. And every time I went into the subway, there were plenty of homeless people asking other people for change. They had a sign, please help me out. And on this one particular day, a man came up to me and said, can you spare some change? And I took a pause and inside me said, wow, wait a second. Let's start with a few basics here. And I said, hey, what's your name? He said, my name's Bill. I said, Bill, my name is Dan. And I took my hand out to shake his and I said, I'm glad to meet you. And he's already shocked. He's already in a state of, wow, people don't do this. And in that brief pause, I said, Bill, can I ask you a question? And he said, yeah, sure, go ahead. I said, would you be willing to share with me what event or events in your life have caused you to be here with me right now asking me for change? And again, he started to tremble. No tears, but his body was evidently shaking like a kitten. And he said, I keep fucking up. And for whatever reason, my reaction was, I took both my hands and made a fist and I gently punched him in the chest. I mean, it was firm. Let's just say it was firm. It wasn't gentle. It was firm. He did move off his feet a little bit. And I said, Bill, this is your greatest day. If you know how you've been fucking up, you know how to clean it up. You can't know that you fucked up if you don't know how to clean it up. You have to know what you need to do right in order to correct what you've done wrong to yourself or others in the past. I know this intimately when I was diagnosed with cancer back in 1994 and went through the trials and tribulations of that because I was living an ignorant and arrogant life that was disrespectful of life. I saw how I was doing wrong and I had an opportunity to do right. So this is your most wonderful, you can accept this as your most wonderful day, Bill. But if you're hungry, if you're really hungry, it's really difficult. So I reached into my fanny pack. I'm a fan of a fanny pack. And I had a bunch of Australian coins. Remember, Australian coins are in the dollar denominations, 50 cent denominations. But I had a bunch of it and I gave them all of it. Probably 12 bucks. It wasn't much in retrospect, but it was enough for him to get something to eat. So I said, Bill, would you be willing to just take this money, go and get something to eat, and just reflect on what I said? That's all I'm asking. He gave me the biggest hug ever. And it brings up emotions for me because it was very impactful for me to realize that people want connection. They lost connection. And our society, in their delusional state, continues with shaming and blaming people for being human and vulnerable and having blind spots. I don't know how it turned out for Bill. I don't. But all I know is that in that moment, it made a difference in my life. One question can change your life, whether you receive the question or whether you have the courage to ask the question. In my case, I had both. I received the question from Dr. Lawrence Cloud, and I was able to ask the question to my dad and to this homeless person at that time, Bill. And in this brief podcast today, maybe I can ask you a question. Maybe you can hear it. Maybe you can't. I don't know. But when I work with people, it always comes back to this question. What do you really want? What do you really want? And even a more powerful question that precedes that is, what do you need? I believe if people can understand their true needs and meet those true needs somehow, then healing can take place. Because if your true needs are met, you feel complete. And not just your physical needs, absolutely, our physical and physiological needs need to be met, but our emotional needs need to be met, our mental needs need to be met, our creative needs need to be met, and certainly our spiritual need to self-actualize, which is closing this podcast out, which is to live your true authentic self, is to self-actualize, to be essentially the creator of your reality, the author and the creator of your reality. And when I took ownership of creating cancer in my life, then I took responsibility for creating my remarkable recovery from that, which you can listen to in previous podcasts about some of the lengthy parts of that story. Anyway, I'm wishing you well today. I hope you're having a great day. And remember, take a few moments, reflect. What do you need right now for today? And how would your life be different if you didn't have the so-called problem that you might be dealing with today, or you've been dealing with for 10 years or decades, right? How would your life be different? This is Dan Hegerich, 6-time cancer survivor, heroic life and wellness coach. With one simple purpose, how can I make the quality of your life better and improve your health, wealth, and love in relationship to life for life itself? May you be blessed along the way. Power and grace to you. Mm-hmm.